Brad and John.
You want to talk some
Okay, but of that list that you, let's be clear, of that list that you gave there, two of them died on the same day. Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson on the same day. That is pretty remarkable. And then, as we do these death trifectas, it was only a day or two before that, Ed McMahon passed away. So you had in the death trifecta...
You are correct, sir.
You had Ed McMahon, Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett. That's probably
movies,
the biggest...
music, and television.
That's probably the biggest death trifecta maybe ever. You know, three at one... when you're talking
days,
a variety
yeah,
in a matter
of a couple days.
Michael Jackson and Farrah on the same day and Ed McMahon. Yeah, I think the rules on the trifecta are within 3 days. If they happen within 3 days. And then, get this, another name that qualified for it. And he was big at the time. And you might say, what? Who? But at the time, he was big. Billy Mays, a couple days later.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The ShamWow guy.
I think they still run Billy Mays commercials and stuff.
Wouldn't you?
They had for years after he passed away.
Was it the ShamWow and something else that he was kicking?
Just a bunch of, yeah, he had a bunch of stuff. That was a pretty big one. Well, now the LA Times or the Wall Street Journal did a story on the trifectas. Now they claim, I don't know what the dates are on this, Brad, but they say that Janis, Jimmy, and Jim Morrison died in close succession in late 70 and early 71. I don't know if it was as close as Farrah, Jackal, and Ed McMahon.
From 10 years ago, because it was the station golf tournament, and I was out, and Farrah had passed away before we got off the air. And then someone sent me a text, did you hear Farrah Fawcett's dead? And I said, yeah, I heard that this morning. And then a couple minutes later, I get one, did you hear Michael Jackson's dead? And I thought this was the setup to a punchline or something. Is there a joke coming? And they said, no. And then ding, 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 the text just started coming like crazy. I thought, no, this actually happened.
You called me. That's how I heard about it, was from you. You called me, and I was at home. And then I went online right away, and there was only one place that had him dead. The LA Times and the CNN and Fox and all that said that he was, like, you know, he was in a bad way or something or other. TMZ had him dead. And it took everybody else, it was almost a half hour or an hour, to catch up with TMZ and TMZ's sources to declare him dead. But TMZ was the first one that had it. And at that time, TMZ was just I don't know if they even had a TV show at that point.
Yeah.
They were a player, but they weren't as big as they are now. Okay, Miss Hooters is in trouble. Miss Hooters, Tennessee, one of the contestants. She got in trouble for busting up her boyfriend's house, Brad. She was one of the 21-year-old Madison Rogers. She's been busted for burglary and vandalism after she got caught on security footage destroying the home, her boyfriend's home, after he broke up with her earlier in the day. She pounded on his front door, she kicked it open, and then she started putting the beat down on him, okay?
Was it a Bronski?
He then picks her up and then puts her outside and says, you're not welcome back in here. Well, she says, oh, okay. All right, that's fine, but I hope you like your upstairs. And then she took off, and he's like, what? What do you mean, like my upstairs? He goes upstairs. His bedroom, bathroom, and closet are completely destroyed by Miss Hooters, Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
And then Boy George had this suggestion for there's going to be a biopic about Boy George. And he says, here's who should be playing me in the movie. He says, from Game of Thrones, Sophie Turner. Turner from Game of Thrones. And Sophie Turner...
I think it's easier when you're trying to portray somebody that wears a lot of makeup, you know, and has a hairstyle, you know, that you could probably replicate with a wig.
And Sophie Turner heard about that, and she tweeted out, yeah, she's on board. She'd love to do it. She'd love to play Boy George. Who played Bob Dylan? What woman played Bob Dylan? Do you remember? Yeah. There was a woman who played Bob Dylan.
Cate Blanchett or something?
I think so. I think you're right, yeah. All right, we'll close the trash with Jimmy Fallon and some of the late night guys.
You see, last night, the brother-sister team, the Flying Willendas, walked across a tightrope 25 stories above Times Square, and they did it. Even more impressive, they were stuck behind a slow-walking group of tourists.
Two members of the acrobatic family, the Flying Willendas, walked a tightrope 25 stories above Times Square this weekend. Even crazier, there were still tourists in their way.
That's the trash.